Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, PA, the man they call champion, ambassador, Hall of Famer, the face of the hobby, I present to you the one and only Mr. National and the Mr. National Podcast.
Great.
One, two, three, 3, 2, 1, we're live.
We are live, yes we are, and we have a very, very special guest. First of all, welcome to the Mr. National Podcast. I am Mr. National, the one and only face of the hobby, along with P-Double, Mr. Paul Pate, the baddest artist out there, okay? P-Double, how you doing?
Hey, sometimes bad is bad.
Not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning good. Okay. Hey, Peter, I'm gonna let you introduce our special guest we got.
Today. Okay. Let me just say, I got an email from our special guest a while back, and I want to break it down like this. I went to my son and I was like, "Hey, listen, what's your favorite company, like a gaming company?" He was like, "You mean like EA Sports or Nintendo or, you know?" And I was like, yeah, which one is yours? And he named like three of them. And I was like, "What if the president of your company called you on the phone?" And he was like, "Well, that'd be awesome." And I was like, "That happened to me today." Except the president of Tudor Games called me. So he was like, "That's pretty awesome."
Right.
So the president of Tudor Games, Doug Strom, we got him on the podcast. Welcome, Doug.
Welcome.
Hey, glad to be here. Sorry to disappoint everybody.
Never that. Ever since Doug brought, when he took over the company, brought the Tudor Games convention and tournament to Philadelphia in 2014. He has been my main man ever since then, dude. Doug, how have you been, bro?
I've been good, you know, fighting the good fight out there, fighting all these retailers, trying to back charges for not delivering stuff or putting the label in the wrong place and all that other stuff, you know?
Yeah, small things, you know?
Let me send you this thing that cost $45, and then you can charge me back $50 for putting the label in the wrong place or something. So, no, it's all good. We're having fun.
Charge
well, that's the good thing. You took over about what, 8 years ago, was it, Doug?
Yeah, about 7 and a half, 2012.
Wow.
Oh, smokestack's
on. And okay, we got smokestack in. Welcome, smokestack.
Hey, thanks. How was dinner?
Great. We got the president of Tudor Games, Doug Strom, on real quick. And we're going to do the podcast a little differently. We're just going to let Doug do his thing and fill everybody in. Usually we save electric football for the end, but when you get a guy of this magnitude, you let him. Yeah.
Character.
You let him take over. So, he's been owning the company now for 7.5 years. I've been coming to the toy fair for, I guess, maybe about 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah.
Always look forward to that that invite, that email. Doug, has there been any surprises or letdowns, or has it basically been exactly what you thought it would be since you bought it?
Well, I guess the first surprise that we had was when we kind of got our hands on the games, you know, for the first time. And really looked at, you know, how they were doing. I put one of them on a table, and the motor touched the bottom of the table before the legs did. So I knew at that point that, you know, we're going to have some problems.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah. So yeah, there is quite a few surprises actually, but you know, we have people like with Margie, you know, God rest her soul, and
folks
like that. You know, we've soldiered through, and we redesigned all the products, and you know, they're pretty well received. We started with the plastic fields, you know, because we couldn't get the metal printed at a price that made sense for anybody, and then kept pushing and pushing and pushing, and you know, now we're doing the metal fields, so everybody's happy again with the metal fields, so that's good. So we just launched the brand new website, which is a big deal because that's a ton of work, and we're very proud of it, and it really shows off the hobby, I think, really, really well. So
go ahead and give me that website, throw a plug out. When people watch the Stack with Matt, they can hear that.
Yeah, www.tutorgames.com, and if that's too hard to spell or remember, you can just do www.electricfootball.com. They both go to the same place.
Awesome.
Oh, you awesome, got awesome. You got electric football. Nice.
He bought the
NFL licensing back. That was a big deal, Doug, when you got the licensing back. That was huge.
Yeah, that took almost 2 years to get the license back. That was, I think it was 2014. And that was the same year that we had the Bud Light commercial, which was a blessing and a curse. More of a blessing, I would say, for us. But it was a curse because they didn't spend any time trying to make the players go. They just put them on the field without any bases. And boy, did I hear that from the faithful. People.
Oh, my God. You got raked across the coals, Doug, for that one. They was like, man. this new guy just letting them clown us, and they don't respect us.
And
I always say, any publicity is good publicity. I mean, it wasn't ran the way we would run it, but it was, hey, that's that game. So
yep.
I love it. Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah.
I like, Doug, the way you redesigned all the packaging and presented it. I think that was the biggest difference that I saw in the way, you know what I mean? You came in like a fresh of breath air, and you just, the packaging, I think, is what jumps out at me. I've been the last 20-something years back in the sport, hobby, whatever you want to call it, and from the landsman's, who carried it. I mean, they props it up to Michael and Delaney. They carried it with the internet and everything, and there was conventions. But like you say, it was getting a little stale. It was getting a little stale. And then when Doug came in, his packaging and the way he presented the game was really fresh and revitalizing to me.
Hey, Doug, I got a quick question, just not to cut you off, Corey, but question, Doug, on the retail scene with you know, the big box toy stores closing like Toys R Us, has that hurt you or in terms of channel and distribution, was that something you didn't see coming?
No, actually we did see that coming, luckily we saw it coming, because as you know, we used to make the Toys R Us low-end electric football product for them. It was called Pavilion Electric Football, which is their house brand. And we made that product for them for 3 years. And we didn't make much money on it. It was just kind of a volume thing for us to kind of get back in business, because we were, you know, all that stuff had kind of fallen apart. And there was really no direct channel with stores or anything. So we had to kind of rebuild that whole thing. We kind of knew that things were not good in Toyland for Toys R Us. So we, I decided to go to Toys R Us and say, hey, I'm going to raise the price on this thing by $3 or $4. And, boy, they were pretty upset about that. And they kept saying, well, you can't do that. I said, well, you know, wait a second. You know, we could do that. And we ended up doing it, and they ended up dropping the product. And it's a good thing they did. It's a good thing they did. We lost a few thousand dollars on the whole deal, but we would have lost probably, you know, a couple hundred thousand, $250,000, like all the other companies who lost money on Toys R Us. I mean, Toys R Us went out of business in September. So you think about that. It's September right now. Right now is when we're busy stocking the channel, getting everything ready for Christmas, you know, all that for the football season and everything else. Most companies go out of business in the toy industry anyway. If they're having trouble, they're not going to go out of business till the summertime or, you know, later on. Yeah. But they made sure that all the stuff had come into the warehouses from all the different vendors, and then they went out of business. So they had plenty of stuff to sell.
Oh, wow.
It was a tough one. Yeah, it was a tough one. And retail is really tough right now. So, I mean, if I could get anything across to anybody, I would just say support your local Tudor Games website. It's right there on your desktop. We need your help. We need the business. And, you know, you're not only supporting us, but you're supporting the hobby as a whole to make sure that we can stay around and continue to get new people into the game and do all that kind of stuff. So, you know, you've noticed we kind of stepped away a little bit from the tournaments and all that stuff. That's not because, you know, we don't want to, and it's not because we don't love seeing everybody, but it's because, you know, when sometimes you got to make some tough choices, and we've made those choices. So hopefully, you know, when we get things headed in the right direction again, we can do those things again. I would rather actually do the tournaments than do Toy Fair. So,
Corey, wow.
We won't see you at Toy Fair this year because we're not doing it.
What?
Yeah.
Are you going to go anyway, Corey?
I know.
You hurt my heart, dude. I don't get to go to New York.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, so,
there's a lot of guys are, you know, doing their own thing and selling figures and all that stuff. And I think that's great. It keeps the hobby fresh, keeps the hobby cool. And the message I have to say to those folks is, if you want a broader audience and you want to, you know, do it like Bruce does with Megawatts and like we do with Electric Gridiron and Dwayne and other folks like, you know, the footballs that we buy from Third and Long, we're happy to do that kind of stuff. All we ask is that, you know, you can supply us on a regular basis with enough stuff so that people aren't disappointed. Because when we run out, you know, we hear about it. People are bugging us about Geno quarterbacks and kickers, but we can't keep them in stock, so we kind of had to take them off the website. But
okay. So
that's, in a nutshell, that's what's going on with us. We're looking forward to a big season. If you look at the new website, what we've done is we've kind of really highlighted the games. We have two new sizes. We don't just have the, you know, the regular and the deluxe and the Pro Bowl now. We've got the Red Zone, which is a small 13-inch square game. And we just started selling the Ultimate, which is the first 2x4 game that we've offered on the website from a production standpoint. And I'm telling you, and we went live on Thursday Night Football, Bears and Packers, and we sold quite a few of those already.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
2x4, wow.
Yeah,
they look great.
24x48, isn't it?
Oh, the NFL is celebrating 100 seasons, okay? The game has been around for what, Doug? 65 or was
70.
It? 70 years. So electric football is right behind the real thing. And I've always said that the greatest game in America should have the greatest simulation game. And it's electric football.
They
work hand in hand. Are you going to do, you say you're not doing Toy Fair. Are you going to do that Gen Con again? I think is in Indianapolis, that big gaming?
We were thinking about doing Gen Con again, but we decided not to do that this year, too. I'll tell you, building a website from the ground up, which is what we did, you know, with just me and my son basically working on it. I mean, it's crazy amount of work. And to get that out the door and launch it and have it function the way it is, we're tired. You know, that was hard work. And there's a whole new section on there about Electric Football Nation. There's a picture of the National on there. He probably hasn't even seen that yet, have you?
What? No.
Look, he's smiling now. He's getting
the beard fit on the screen?
Yeah.
I see his beard.
He said, you take away the toy fair, but I'm featured on the website. He's okay with that.
He's on the website without the beard.
It works in hand. Listen, Stack, on the Stack with Nat Show website, one of the favorite links of us is Tudor Games, okay? One hand washes the other hand. That's the way that works. And like I said, when Doug brought TudorCon 2014 to Philly, I got right in there. I rolled my sleeves up. We was packaging with his sister Denise and everybody. So, like I say, me and Doug have a special bond, okay? And I like that he got me on the website.
Right. You know, another person we got on the website, I just feel like I have to mention, is Keith Chalmers. And talk about our rest in peace. You know, we're all going to miss him. He's a great guy and big salty, right. You're missed, and you know, we love you, man. And that was some hard news to hear about his passing. So,
Doug, you are right. Right now, I'm usually, when we do this podcast, I'm in the basement, my little studio. Right now, I'm in Virginia. Okay, I worked today. I got off work. I jumped on an Amtrak, came out here to the DC area. I got my black suit, unfortunately, you know, I hate to put that on. We lost Morgan Scott earlier this year, and now I'm Big Salty. So Doug spoke the truth with that.
There were three others as well, Corey. I don't recall their names, but this has been a bad year for the hobby. I know at the last event, they had the pictures out there. I think it was five total. And then Soldy made six, wasn't it? Or are my numbers wrong?
You might be right, but it was tough blow, like Doug said. And I got to get on the website. I'm guilty. I have not seen it. But
it's only been a week, so it's brand new. But
okay, I ain't that bad.
We'll pump it up. We'll pump it up on Facebook and through the Stack with Nat. I'm sure Paul, he'll post it up as well. So
yeah, they got a link to Crack and Plastic there too. So
yeah, you get a lot of eyeballs.
Mr.
Trying to get a plug there, Paul?
What's that?
You trying to get a plug for your magazine?
Yeah, well, no, they got it on the Tudor site.
Oh, they do?
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah so
I didn't subscribe yet, so I'm going to do that this weekend. I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Let me get back to Doug. We're going to lose Doug. We're going to continue. We're going to lose Doug. Doug's got busy things.
Oh, yeah.
You got to keep the electric Doug, football like world spinning. I got a quick question about for you, Doug. When you did the NFL license, when you got that back, did you have to negotiate with Jerry Jones or, you know, Drew Rosenhaus or anybody like that? I mean, what was that like, negotiating with the NFL?
Now, they have a whole division called the National Football League Property, so NFLP, and those are the folks that we deal with. So it's kind of their reps, and one rep handles, like, you know, I don't know how many companies, maybe five, six, seven companies. And, we just got a new rep. Nikki Posey was our rep for probably 3 or 4 years, and we have a new one now, Tony. I haven't met her yet, but threatening to get on the phone and talk a little bit. But like I said earlier, this is the busy time of the year right now. So we have a big order going to Amazon, and I needed a letter from the NFL to import it because, you know, with all the trade stuff going on and the tariffs and the prices going higher, you know, I mean, that all falls on us. I don't know who anyone's kidding, but the person has to pay that tariff is the company that imports the product. And so that's us. Anyway, Amazon's taken some of that away by importing it themselves. So we had to get a letter from the NFL, and Tony did a great job. I mean, she knocked that letter out in about 10 minutes. And, because Amazon's also very careful about counterfeits, and they want to be sure that what they're importing into the U.S. you know, is licensed.
It's good stuff. It's legit, right?
Yeah. Oh, I got to tell you something else that, I got to leak some information here. I can't say much about it, but all I can say.
Hold on, this This is an exclusive. This is an exclusive on
this Breaking is an exclusive. News.
Yeah.
Just here. Right. Only here.
Right. Zoom.
You ready? All right. Yes. And I need to talk to Paul about this, too, because Paul is a painter, and I may need some help. But, October 10th, Thursday Night Football, Patriots Giants. Make sure you watch the opening sequence. It starts at 8 o'clock Eastern time. Just make sure you watch that from the beginning. Don't just tune in at kickoff at 20 right. after. Make sure you watch it.
Okay.
All right. That's about all I can say right now, but I think you'll be very, very happy and proud of your hobby when you see what's in the works for that.
That's awesome. Now P-Double is going to work at some fancy music and drum roll for that leading up to that when he
We'll fix it in post, right?
Right. So before we let you go, Doug, I know you like you said you gotta eat dinner and everything. Anything in the works you seem to be getting away from the toy fair, the Gen Con, the that kind of stuff. What is your next strategy if you can say it? Is it led to it with the watching the beginning of the football game? Is it more with, that commercial work would be? Is that the way you're pushing it now, or what direction are we headed with?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the strategy really is more around the online world. I think everybody is getting a lot more comfortable ordering online. We still take quite a few phone orders, every day. But a lot of people are just more comfortable shopping online, especially for large items. And then you take a store, let's say Target or Walmart or somebody like that. Are they going to dedicate shelf space to a game that, is kind of a niche of a sport that's only played, for half the year. I mean, that's what we've been running into, is they just won't dedicate shelf space to it. Plus, the games are big. Plus, if you've ever been to Target, that board game wall where all the board games are, well, our board game is probably twice the cost of any of those board games that are just cardboard, and we're a lot bigger. So it really is a tough sell. And sometimes it's like, well, does this go in the sporting goods aisle, or does it go in the board game aisle? What is it and where does it go? And so, that's been a real challenge. When I started doing this, I thought, gosh, this is going to be a slam dunk. We're going to get it back into retail. We're going to get it back on the shelf and everybody's going to know that electric football still exists. And that's not the case because at the same time I did that, the economy had just recovered a little bit, was kind of bad. And all the retailers are saying, I'm not taking any risk on buying a bunch of products that may not sell. I'll just put it on the website. So the industry's moving more toward online, and I think you're going to see more stores that are kind of like, hey, here's all the great stuff we have. We don't have anything here, but as soon as you say you want it, it's on its way to you. We'll ship it to you, and you can almost get it before you get home. I mean, Amazon's one-day shipping is amazing. So most of our business is with the online guys. But I'll tell you, if you really want to support electric football, buy it from our website directly. That helps us out more than anything. We're on all these other stores and sites because we need to be there so people have visibility into, the fact that electric football is around. So okay. I would say that's the strategy for us right now is more of an online strategy. We're in Duluth Trading, the people that make the funny underwear commercials.
Right.
Yeah, so we've got a presence in there. We're in Urban Outfitters. We're in several other new stores. So obviously we're not giving up on getting into retail, but we're making sure that we're very strong and that the product presents itself well, online too.
That's awesome. Hey, Paul, I'm sorry, Doug, one last question.
Sure.
How you getting any uptick on the other games, the older games, the soccer, the baseball, the racing, the horse race or something like that? Do you sell any of those still, or do they kind of peter out?
Well, when we bought the company, we sold what we had left of items like, Rose Bowl and the stadium that Steve Martin created for the Landsmen. So since then, whatever we've had to create, because, you know, all those molds were lost to us, we've had to create from scratch. We did just come out with a Kentucky Derby horse racing game that you could buy on the site. We just came out with the 13-by-13-inch small board. And, yeah, I would like to do baseball. You know, I loved the electric baseball game when I was a kid.
I got one last thing for you, and I'll let you run with it. How about women's soccer that you can customize, put little decal names on, like the USA team? I think that would be good for young girls. Women's soccer.
Yeah. Well,
they don't have licensing issues and all with that, but that's a global brand. I think that would lend itself really well to Amazon. And to be able to customize orders on your website, say you would order a red team and you would order a decal sheet with USA names. I mean, that thing would sell like hotcakes. What do you think, Corey?
Doug would know. I don't know if they want to play soccer on the football type board. Soccer is always the foos that other thing. So I think that has its own. I forget that thing. You wrote on the side.
Foosball.
I don't.
Yeah.
I will let Doug answer that one.
Yeah, foosball and foosball, so you know, there was a soccer game. Miggle had a soccer game, but you know, it just didn't work very well. It's kind of hard to. It was hard to do the vibration and the ball at the same time, and it was a little rough. So I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, I wouldn't put it out of the realm of.
Because that could be a big seller.
Oh, I wanted to mention too. Sorry for interjecting, but when I was talking about the ultimate electric football game, the 2-foot by 4-foot board that we just came out with, it's a 2-by-4 board. But when you go in there and you look at that product online, you can actually pick whatever field cover you want. So we've got a pro turf, we've got a pro grass, we've got a pro worn grass, and then we've got a college grass, college turf, college worn grass, and then we've also got the toe pro regulation game in honor of Mr. Corin Kinson and his toe pro. so you could pick up one of seven field covers.
Wow.
You see toe pro made his way into the podcast. And me and Peter wouldn't even have to mention him this time. Doug did.
Yeah, he does every podcast. Actually, Kit brings us in every podcast and takes us out on every podcast, too.
Yes, he does. That's good stuff right there. Well, Doug, I mean, you have enlightened me and all our listeners of the podcast. I mean, get to that website, Smokestack. What's that website again?
It's www.tutorgames.com. And if you can't remember that, it's www.electricfootball.com.
Nice. Yep.
Okay.
Make sure there's three W's, though.
Make sure it's three W's. Right?
It's the World Wide Web.
PW with an extra W.
World, right. There you go, Smokes.
There you go. For all of your listeners, I would ask you go to the how to play section and then look at Electric Football Nation, and you'll see some guys that you recognize, and you'll see some great links to Gridiron Buzz Network, to Crackin' Plastic Magazine, to our YouTube channel, to the Unforgettable Buzz, and our friend from Media Pennsylvania there, and a bunch of different videos from Electric Coach is on there, and Play EF, tall guy, and Chris Lottegaard, and Brian Nutt, and Fat 8 Conference, and all those guys. So, you know, check it out. And if you have links that you want on that website, we will put them there, including a link to this podcast, which we probably don't have on there yet. So we need to get that on there, too.
I've got some great action video under 2 minutes that I think would be great from the NESL. Corey, you have some also, don't you?
Oh, I love that.
Good action video with commentary.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Hopefully it's G-rated.
Yeah.
Well,
we are a G-rated website.
Yes, we are. Right. Doug, thanks for joining. I'm glad you're not mad at me. Doug shot me a text a few weeks ago. He's like, yo, can you talk? And I was like, I never got back to him. So I can talk now. I'm talking now. I was so busy. P-Double calls me a what's that word, P-Double? You call me a
introvert. Introvert.
Yeah, I'm tough, yeah. But I'm glad we finally got Doug.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, Doug. That was awesome.
And he hit me with a left hook, though. He hit me with a haymaker telling me he's not doing the toy fair.
Mr. National is staggering. He's staggered. He's reeling.
I need a standing eight count. So now I guess I got to come out to Seattle for a 49ers Seahawks game to hang with you, I guess. I think that's what I got to do.
Hey, you know what? I got the 49ers defense on my fantasy team in honor of you, so how about that?
Hey, we're playing good. And I will definitely be talking to you for that first Seattle 49ers matchup. We're going to be doing a little trash talking behind the scenes.
I'd like that. That'd be great. It's good to see you. Good to see you, Stack, and Paul. Thank you for inviting me on, and I'd love to be a part of it anytime you'll give me the honor of being on. So thank you, guys.
Great. Yeah,
that's great.
Again. Folks, I'm doing a special cameo on the podcast with me and P-Double. Stack, thank you for coming on. Yo, what's up with you? You've been off the scene a little bit. What's the deal?
I was taken back week one on those picks when the damn dog had a better record than I did, Spunky. But then Spunky got the revenge in week two because he was like a seeing eye dog week two.
Somebody else turned into Spunky and had a kick ass week.
My neighbor.
Yeah,
his kid.
He went like 12-4.
Yeah,
but
on a crazy week.
Those are ringers. But if you're talking about consistency, look no further than the fall, Mr. Nash. Okay, I've tied for the lead both weeks. I think if I could be wrong, but I'm not sure.
Right now, it's a three-way tie for the lead. Overall lead, it's a three-way tie. Right.
Well, really,
With me, with who? Hold on, Stack. Hold on, with who? Who's in the lead?
Now, if you go to the website.
Jim Davis.
Go to the website and look at stackwithnatshow.com.
Yeah.
And you'll see.
The way he has it listed, you could see the records of the top picks and all.
Yeah.
And then he's got a subgroup of people that aren't really, in the, like, seven
in
or eight.
In the running, right. Okay, well, but my internet's down. Can you just tell me? I can't get to it right
now. So right now, it's a three-way tie. Mr. National, the Hulk, and none other than P-Double, the master.
Okay,
as expected, leading the pack.
Give the overall records with the wins and losses. Okay, what is the overall
look it up.
Record?
Hold on, let me look
I think
it
was like...
Well, I don't know. I know I had five wrong the first week, and
no,
then last week... Six.
He sums it up. When he does at the end of every week, so he sums it all up.
Right now, 21 wins, 10 losses, and one tie. That's for me and Hulk and Mr. National. And then next up is Roger Fisher at 19-12-1, and then Smokestack 19-12-1.
Right. So what my point is, congratulations, but really only two games separate you in the loss column. So if you have one bad week, just one, okay?
Right.
And you lose that two-game lead, and then you add another three games, you'll never catch up.
Right.
I'm telling you, I know this. Yeah. So just hope that you get that two, three, four-game lead. Because if you don't...
You right there. You're going to start falling like the Dow Jones average, okay? I know you. You can't keep up. You can't keep up. I'm not even worried about you. You're not even in my radar. It's
these bum teams. These seven bum teams. I can name them right now. These seven bum teams. I'll name them right now. that should have never lost last week. Hold on. I'll name them right now. You tell me.
Go ahead.
All right, here we go. These are these bum teams that I'll never, well, not. I'm going to call them the dogs. Carolina is a dog. The Giants are a dog. The L.A. Chargers are a dog. The Bengals are a dog. The Steelers are a dog. The Saints are a dog. And I'll even throw the Eagles in there.
and that was your six losses.
Well, no, yeah.
Wait, actually, 4-6. Do you have seven? Yeah, seven.
Because
I had six.
Now, all those teams are underperforming.
And DeJuan Jackson didn't play.
Yeah, the whole league's topsy-turvy right now.
It's early. The Saints, the Steelers, and the Jags all lost their starting quarterbacks. But the silver lining to the Jags is they might have found their next best thing, because that quarterback that they have in there is playing great. I can't think of his name.
Minshew.
Yes.
Yeah.
Playing very, very well. Okay.
You think better than Foles would have played if he didn't get hurt?
I'm not saying that. Foles pretty good. That's Steelers. All right. Up next. This guy, that's what we said when Foles got hurt, but this guy came in and he looked pretty good.
Okay.
I mean, about the Jags, what's with Jalen Ramsey pushing his coach? Now he's on a trading block. Where does he go?
I thought the Cowboys were going to sign Jalen Ramsey. I think I saw that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You don't have any draft picks to give away, Paul. You know
that. I don't think their team is strong enough to hold that kind of that guy with that much ego. I don't know. He could tear up that.
If you got the draft picks,
he's a head case. He's a head case. He's got to go to a strong team. He wants to win. He's got to go to like the Chargers. They're pretty close. I would say.
Okay, right now it's in the running is the
Rams,
the Chiefs, the Eagles, and the Seahawks. Or where these? I don't know where that Cowboys thing came from. Right now the running is the Chiefs, the Eagles, and the Seahawks.
Corey, they want two number one picks and like a two and a
no,
five.
They want one. They want one. They look for a first round pick. They're not getting two first round picks for them. That's out of the question. It's been in the league like 5 years. You get one first rounder, and that's about it. That's it. He don't want to play there. You don't want him. I'm playing hardball. I'm not over there, I want this and that. You guys don't want him, and he don't want to be there. I'll offer you a first round pick. Take it or leave it.
It's Mason
Rudolph, yeah.
Yep, yep.
No, I think Ben Roethlisberger has been the problem with that team this whole time.
Thank you.
Yeah, and, I'm not saying Antonio Brown is an outstanding individual, but, you know, why did Le'Veon Bell didn't want to play the whole year? He wanted to get out, you know, from the Steelers, and then they had a bad season last year. And,
right.
Yeah, and then they wasn't starting off well this year. So, yeah, I think that may have been the best thing that ever happened to him, if that's Mason.
Yeah, I don't know. These picks, you know, I could have pulled my hair out. No way.
Yeah, you did have tough luck.
Each week I think I'm 16-0, you know, 14-0. And then even my own hometown. The other week I bet against the Vikings and I was right. Green Bay beat them. Okay. Everything I knew about the Vikings where the skeletons were buried. Sure enough, they showed up with that bum quarterback and the defense they can't cover. Okay. Their corners are terrible.
Yeah.
So I was right about that. But Green Bay jumped out to a 21-0 lead. Who can't hold that lead? And they did. But any other team, Seattle, New Orleans would have 30. So you can't.
Right. I'm going to do mine tonight.
It does.
Yeah. It starts earlier this week for some reason. I got to do mine as well. It's a rat shit game. It's the Titans and the Jaguars.
Yeah.
I'm just going to flip a coin. I'm not even going to try to put any thought into it. I'm just flipping a coin. I'm going to do what Spunky does, you know.
Yeah.
Just throw darts against the wall on that game. I can't take another loss.
All right, Phil. All right, peace.
Okay, have a good one.
See you guys.
Thank you for listening to Mr. National and the Mr. National Podcast. Now that didn't hurt, did it? Check out this and other podcasts at www.stackwitnational.com.